Intro, guys. So welcome to our very special occasion of special podcast. This is the Oscar edition of the News and Entertainment Podcast.
The Oscar predictions have come out today.
Well, the nominations. I wouldn't call them predictions.
Sorry. We're
going to make our predictions. And
Based on the nominations.
Let's just start off. I'll list the Best Picture nominees, and then we'll go. You can do Best Director and Gabe can
right,
do after.
Right.
And so there are 9 Best Picture nominees, and those are starting with The Artist. And I don't think that there was much of a surprise there, but okay, I'll just keep going. The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. That's one movie. The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse.
What do you guys think's gonna win?
Honestly, The Artist has got to be the front runner because at this point it's won the Producers Guild Award, the Screen Actors Guild Award. What else? The Directors Guild Award, the Golden Globes.
Lots of awards.
And I think close behind is The Descendants.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm glad Tree of Life got some recognition there.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad that The Tree of Life is in there. That's my personal pick for Best Picture, but I can see why a lot of people don't like it. And but yeah, The Descendants is close behind. I'm not really surprised by any of those, except for maybe Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Yeah, that got all across the board reviews from everybody.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it got pretty average reviews. It wasn't supposed to be amazing, and I'm kind of surprised that they would put that in the Best Picture category over something like Drive or...
We'll talk about snubs. Like, what movies for Best Picture do you guys think got snubbed?
There's Drive, for sure.
Drive.
I'm thinking Beginners or Melancholia.
Right.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah. There are a lot of
Beginners
movies that
should definitely be up there.
Yeah,
there are a lot of movies that were only on limited release around the country that just didn't really get as much acclaim as they should have.
Well, I mean, no, I don't think it's like they all got acclaim, but like some of them more than these movies that are on Best Picture, but like I don't think they were campaigned for hard enough for the Academy members to see, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of it depends on these studios putting out a lot of money to send screeners, like DVDs, to the Academy's members' houses so they can watch the movies they want to get nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And some movies, like Beginners, probably didn't do that, although Beginners did get one nomination, and so did Drive. But, all right, so, Max, you want to take it away with Best Director?
Best Director. We've got Michelle Hazanavicius for The Artist. I believe it's the first time directing...
This is his, like, fifth movie.
Oh, my bad. Well, this is his first movie that I've heard of.
It's his first
Get
US
right.
movie.
First US movie, there you go. Which was a great movie, and it's probably gonna win.
Possibly.
Just based on past results, but we'll see. And then there's Alexander Payne for The Descendants, Martin Scorsese for Hugo, Woody Allen for Midnight in Paris, and Terrence Malick for The Tree of Life. And this category is just full of amazing people, and so...
Really done great jobs in all of their movies.
Honestly, I'd be okay with any of them winning that.
I could honestly see an upset and have Martin Scorsese win the Oscar because... But, like...
Just because his directing was what really that movie was about.
Yeah, definitely. And,
exactly.
He did win Best Director at the Golden Globes.
So,
which
yeah,
was somewhat of a surprise, and, like... I don't know. I'm really glad to see a director like Terrence Malick getting nominated.
Oh, yeah.
The last time he was nominated was for The Thin Red Line, and I think that was his only nomination.
That was a while ago.
That was
it's
good.
It's been too long.
13 years ago, I think. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, Yeah, I'm glad to see Malik getting recognition. He's a total recluse, so I wonder if we'll even see him at the Oscars this year.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know.
And of course, Woody Allen is a comedic genius.
Yeah,
and that was definitely Midnight in Paris was a fantastic movie. And
yeah, that was a great, great movie.
Yeah, it's just in a very heavy category, so I don't think it will win, but it's it definitely deserves to be in that category.
It deserves Woody the nomination.
Woody Allen definitely deserves to be in that category.
Yeah. And then, Gabe, you want to take Best Actor?
Best Actor. So we have Demian Bichir from A Better Life, which I haven't even heard of.
I've heard of it. I honestly heard of it, but it got really good reviews, but
it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it kind of did come out of nowhere.
I didn't really see anything about it at the Golden Globes.
No, mm-hmm. Not at all.
We have George Clooney in The Descendants.
Obviously.
Yeah. That was a very predictable choice. John
Dujardin.
Dujardin?
Of the Garden.
Of the Garden.
That's what it translates to.
Yeah. That's
okay.
What his last name is.
John of the Garden. from The Artist.
Yeah.
Great, great performance from him.
That was so great.
Yeah.
He just, that smile he has, is just like.
And a silent film, smile. The acting is really important.
It is.
It's good that they cast him. Gary Oldman from Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy.
His first Oscar nomination, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And he's just a great actor, so he deserves it, especially for this
At role. Least a nomination.
Yeah.
And really good performance from him. And Brad Pitt from Moneyball, which wasn't the most absorbing movie, but was definitely a great performance from Mr. Pitt.
Yeah, I actually really liked Moneyball. I thought Brad Pitt did a great job at Moneyball, and this is a movie he stuck with for a couple of years. He had, like, Steven Soderbergh directing it at first, and things fell through, and then there's a massive battle of Aaron Sorkin and Steve Zaillian's script and which one was better, and he just kind of stuck through the movie the whole time, and so good for him. And I like I said, I love Jean Dujardin in this movie, The Artist. I think, like Gabe was saying, he does, like, it does take a heck of an actor to...
Of the Garden.
Of
All
the
right?
Garden, I'm sorry.
By his literal...
It takes a hell of an actor to make a silent movie, and he did it. And then Gary Oldman, what can we say?
Yeah, I definitely feel like Oldman deserves the Oscar for that, but I don't think
he deserves it. He's not going to get it, though. It's going to Clooney, for sure.
Yeah, there's too much competition. Yeah.
Although, to be fair, I thought Clooney was great.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing, as always, but it's just like, if you put anybody in a category with George Clooney, they're just screwed.
It seems pretty predictable.
But talk about snubs, we got Leo DiCaprio, who is snubbed, but I don't care because I thought his performance was terrible in J. Edgar. That's my opinion.
Ouch.
The Golden Globes seem to think different, but that movie just disappointed me royally. And then we have the bigger one, which is Michael Fassbender for Shame. And that movie, he won Best Actor at... Venice Film Festival, Toronto Film Festival. He got nominated for the Golden Globes, like Screen Actors Guild, except not for this. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never seen.
Yeah,
it,
and
so.
And that's supposed to be an amazing movie.
Yeah,
it's just that it's NC-17.
Yeah, which so the Academy members, if nobody of you knew about this, it's just like. It's made up of basically a bunch of old people.
Old farts.
Yeah. Old farts. So when you're going to make a movie about a sex addict and make it NC-17, they're probably not going to like it, which would probably make sense considering we need to talk about Kevin didn't get nominated, which is a very dark, violent story.
Yeah.
And
you know who I think got snubbed for Best Actor?
Who?
Shia LaBeouf.
For what?
Transformers, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Eagle Eye. You know that movie Eagle Eye?
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
I love that movie. I'm sorry.
Transformers, Dark of the Moon, man.
That actually got more nominations than Drive did, so, you know. I don't know.
So sad.
It's a little messed up political system. I remember when Norbit and Click got nominated for Academy Awards. Children of Men, and so, you know. It happens
a lot.
That
was the best year of my life.
What else we got? We got Best Actress. This is a little off-kilter, I guess you could say.
It's a weird category.
So we got Glenn Close playing a man.
Yes, it's one of women.
Albert Nobbs.
We got
Viola Davis, The Help, which is a mortal lock. I mean, you're going to make a movie about 60s civil rights movement. Of course it's going to get a nomination, because that's right up these old farts, like, alley. Like, civil rights, I remember when that happened.
Yeah, they
kind of like when, like...
George Washington.
Kind of like when Kate Winslet won for The Reader. She played a Nazi that couldn't read. That's, like, two things that click in their head.
Einen Reden!
You're a Nazi, and you can't read. That's, like... 100 gold points for the Oscars.
Yeah, 2 gold stars.
Like, if you play a Nazi, you will either get nominated or win. Look at Ralph Fiennes for that one movie, Schindler's List, and then Liam Neeson for Schindler's List. And I could go on, but I won't.
Okay.
So
let's speed it up.
The big surprise here is Rooney Mara for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
And she was awesome.
She was
movie.
Pretty freaking awesome. I'm not going to lie. She had a really great performance, and I'm glad she's being recognized for...
Yeah, definitely. Because
she had to go through, like, a lot of physical changes, and she had to really embody the character, and good for her. And then, so, we have Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady, which is being compared to J. Edgar in that it's, like, a ridiculous performance with ridiculous makeup. I haven't seen the movie, so I'm not going to judge. But she did, didn't she win? She won at the Golden Globes for Best Actress. And then we have Michelle Williams with My Week with Marilyn, and you've seen
who
that.
Was also, it was an amazing role for her.
Yeah, I still need to see that movie. It's been, yeah. But, yeah, she won Best, apparently, Musical Comedy, because apparently that movie...
There's, like, a song during the credits at the end.
Because apparently that makes it a musical slash comedy.
Well, they'll take anything nowadays.
I don't know.
I guess it fits more than drama or anything.
Anything snubbed for that category? Tilda Swinton.
Definitely Tilda Swinton.
I would argue Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, for Melancholy.
Yeah, she gets
sure.
a career best performance.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Movie.
Definitely.
And I don't know anybody else. Kate Beckinsale, Underworld Awakening. Oh, that came out this year. Oh, never mind.
Well, I mean,
also
there was
a terrible movie. Yeah. So
for some reason, they didn't like Carnage as much as I did.
Yeah, no, they didn't seem to recognize. I don't think it got any nominations.
No,
it got like 4 Golden Globe nominations, and Carnage is a great movie. Like,
yeah, and I think that like Jodie Foster, or
yeah,
Kate Winslet,
all the actors and actresses were just great in that movie.
All
so,
four of them.
Who wants to do supporting actor?
Maxito. Right. So, for Best Supporting Actor, we have Kenneth Branagh for My Week with Marilyn. He was amazing in that movie. He was Laurence Olivier. That's all there is to it, man. You can tell he really worked on perfecting, like, a way of speaking and acting that was just so characteristic of Laurence Olivier. And then there's Jonah Hill for Moneyball. Definitely a big career step up for him. I mean,
yeah.
We all love Jonah Hill here, but... we can acknowledge the fact that he's not been in, like, the classiest of movies, you know?
Yeah.
He's famous for, like, the super bad genre.
But he's a funny actor.
Oh, he's hilarious.
And
yeah,
he's great in Moneyball, I think.
And, yeah, he's great in Moneyball. It's definitely
he's the perfect mix of serious and funny, and it's kind of the comic relief. But
oh, yeah.
It's
not...
Definitely.
It's not too silly.
Yeah. And then we have Nick Nolte for Warrior. I didn't actually see that movie.
I've seen it. I mean, Nick Nolte's fine. The movie's just fine as a whole. Like, I don't know why that movie was even bothered with being nominated, just because I just don't get the love for the movie Warrior. It's a good movie. Like, I'm not...
A good movie.
Whatever. It's a good movie. I don't know why people would, like, love it.
Is it good or is it good?
It's good.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So
right. And then we have... Christopher Plummer for Beginners, who will win. He will win that award.
He better.
That was an amazing movie, an amazing performance for
him. Yeah, and Beginners only nomination, I believe.
Yeah. He's
too bad.
Though it should, it should be up in Best Picture, but you know,
uh-huh.
It was just one of those movies that kind of slipped by for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Max von Sydow for Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Again, we haven't seen this movie yet, but... from what I can gather, it's the acting that really puts this movie up against the other ones.
Yeah. And, so there were actually a lot of snubs in the Best Supporting Actor category, because there was...
Well, they had to pick 5.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, there was Patton Oswalt...
For Young Adult.
For Young Adult. There was Andy Serkis for
Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
And there was Albert Brooks for Drive.
Mm.
Now, these are three very excellent performances that I really enjoyed. Also, I just remembered one for the best actress that I hadn't thought of for snubs, and that is Charlize Theron for Young Adult.
Oh, yeah.
She was great.
Yeah.
She was great, great, great in that movie. So, let's...
Three greats. Wow.
Let's get going.
You heard it here first, people. Three greats for Charlize Theron in Young Adult.
Charlize
Theron. Damn it!
Let's get going with Best Supporting Actress
Charlize Theron. Wow.
That's a butcher.
What did I just say?
Well, first we have Charlize Theron in a career first.
In Thornton, here's a
Okay, go for it.
Oh, man, where are we? Okay. I just got to get my notes together.
They're definitely on paper.
Okay.
There are a lot of accent marks in this name.
Berenice Bejo.
Bejo.
That one.
Bejo?
Bejo, it's French.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In The Artist.
She's so amazing.
Yeah.
Really
Why was she
again,
supporting
no
actress? Yeah. That's
she was like
was the lead in that movie. The lead actress.
She was.
Wasn't
she
that,
was.
She was.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
why. That's a little weird.
Weird.
Like,
interesting.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Half snub. Jessica
Chastain.
I was gonna say it,
well,
Nat.
You were like Jessica
Chapstick.
Thornton. Okay, go ahead.
Jessica Chastain in Help.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, repeat that. You might.
Jessica Chastain in Help.
Right.
Uh huh. Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids.
That's a bit of a surprise.
It is. Janet McTeer in Albert Nobbs.
Uh huh.
And Octavia Spunther.
Spencer.
Sponsor in The Help.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I don't think there are really any snubs here. Actually, the only one I would substitute is. For The Help, Jessica Chastain, I feel like I'm the only one in the room who actually saw this movie, but Jessica Chastain should be substituted for Bryce Dallas Howard, because Bryce Dallas Howard was amazing in The Help, and my favorite performance in that movie, and Jessica Chastain was really good, but I think they should have switched them around. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
From
that category, I feel like The Artist is going to get it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's going to Octavia Spencer for The Help. She won the Golden Globe. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's between that and The Artist, because I haven't seen Albert Nobbs.
I haven't either.
And I haven't seen The Help.
And Bridesmaids is just kind of out there.
Bridesmaids was one of those, like, dark horse nominations. Kind of like when they nominated Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder. They're not going to win, but that was a performance worth noting, so that's what they're saying. And
okay.
Good for her. So I guess that wraps it up for our Oscar special. I think there weren't many surprises for me.
No.
As much as there
were.
It was
pretty predictable.
Yeah, as much as there were just snubs, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely, like, check out the full list, including, like, cinematography, screenplay, all that good stuff.
Yeah, really interesting. And also, maybe shoot us some comments below telling us what you think your nominations would have been, what you think you should win. So we'd really like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks.